Students meet with MSPs over international fees. Petraeus Affair continues to grow.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With 5:30 Star News, I'm Sophie Jones.
And I'm Grace Liptak. Four St. Andrew students travel down to Edinburgh tonight to meet with members of the Scottish Parliament to argue the case for fixed fees for overseas students. The trip comes just following a motion from the Student Representative Council encouraging the Scottish Parliament to start regulating tuition fees for overseas students. The students attending include the Director of Student Development and Activities, the Rector's Assessor, the Association Chair, and the SRC Member for Widening Access, who sponsored the motion on overseas student fees. They joined student representatives from Edinburgh, Robert Gordon, Harriet Way, Abertay, and other Scottish universities.
The Oxford English Dictionary chose GIF and Omnishambles as the American and British words of the year. GIF, as in the file type, is a compressed file format for images that can be used to create simple, looping animations. Although the file type was created in the 1980s, it has never been trendier, said the OED in its press release, with the word gaining usage not just as a noun, but also as a verb. The word is an acronym for graphic interchange format. In the United Kingdom, Omnishambles beat out competitors such as Eurogeddon and Pleb to take the top place. Fiona McPherson, one of the judges for the competition, said the work was funny, quirky, and sums up many of the events over the 366 days in a beautiful way. In the United States, the popular expression YOLO, you only live once, earned second place.
A leaked United Nations internal report says that the international organization failed Sri Lankan civilians in its mandate to protect non-combatants in the last months of the country's civil war. The conflict, which ended in May of 2009, killed at least 100,000 people and left both sides with accusations of war crimes. The document says it finds systemic failure in a number of areas related to the UN's conduct in the conflict.
The story around the resignation of Director of the United States Central Intelligence Agency, David Petraeus, added a new twist today with allegations that the top US commander in Afghanistan, General John Allen, is under investigation for inappropriate communications with Jill Kelly, who kicked off the chain of events that led to the uncovering of the extramarital affair Petraeus was having with another woman. Petraeus resigned unexpectedly last Friday, shortly following the re-election of US President Barack Obama.
Students will have their first of two events with invited external speakers giving their input on the NUS referendum. The NUS question time will take place in Venue 1 tonight, starting at 9 p.m. It features NUS President Liam Burns arguing for the Yes campaign, along with Marco Biaggi, MSP and former St. Andrew's sabbatical officer, and Peter McCall, current rector from the University of Edinburgh, as independent speakers. The event will take short statements from all the panelists, who will include a spokesperson from each campaign, and then open the floor to questions from the audience. You will find full coverage of the event on the Star website.
And finally, the weather tonight, 11 degrees at midnight, with occasional rain. Tomorrow, 9 degrees and cloudy, with rain becoming more persistent during the afternoon.
And those are today's headlines. For more news, tune into our bulletin tomorrow at 5:30 or online anytime on the news section of the Star website.